At first, Imogen didn't recognize the girl twirling around in her chair, taking a picture of her own magenta Tory Burch flats and matching fingernails. One hand clutched her white and gold iPhone, while the other extended toward her shoes, manicured fingers splayed in front of the screen. Imogen smoothed her fine blonde hair behind her ears and gave a confident click with her right heel so the girl, now pouting into the phone's camera to take a selfie, would know she wasn't alone in the corner office. Oh! Eve Morton, Imogen's former assistant, snapped to attention, startled. The phone clattered to the floor. A note of surprise rose in Eve's husky voice as she glanced over Imogen's shoulder to see if anyone else was behind her. You're back? The girl's coltish legs covered the space between them in a few seconds before she wrapped Imogen in a hug that felt too familiar. Eve looked different now. Her auburn curls were blown out, some sort of keratin treatment, most likely. The shiny, pin-straight hair framed a flawlessly made-up face with a slightly newer, cuter nose than Imogen remembered. Why was Eve sitting at the desk of the editor-in-chief, Imogen's desk? Imogen racked her brain to find any reason Eve would be in this building at all so early in the morning. She no longer worked here. She had been Imogen's assistant 2 years ago and hadn't been back since. Eve had been an extraordinarily competent assistant, and for all intents and purposes, a friend. But this was an irritating distraction on her first day back at work. All Imogen wanted was to get settled before the rest of the staff arrived, call down for a cappuccino, and have someone help her wade through the inevitable swamp of her email. Eve? Darling, why are you here? I thought you were off at Harvard Business School. Imogen sidestepped her to settle into her chair. Sinking into the leather seat after so much time away felt good. The girl folded her long legs beneath her instead of crossing them when she sat facing Imogen. I finished in January, actually. I went to a startup incubator in Palo Alto for a few months. Then I came back here in July. What was a startup incubator? Imogen wondered. She imagined it had something to do with chickens, but didn't have the inclination or the interest to ask. Back to New York? That's lovely. I'm sure some monstrous investment bank has snatched you up now that you have an MBA. Imogen replied evenly, pressing the power button on her computer. Eve threw her head back with a throaty laugh that surprised Imogen in its maturity and depth. Her old laugh was sweet and lilting. This laugh belonged to a stranger. No, I came back to New York and back to Glossy. I sent my resume to Mr. Worthington in January. We talked just before you went off on sick leave. In July, I moved back to New York and I came here. I mean, it's like a dream job. He told me he was going to tell you. I didn't even think he would be in until your usual time, about 10. I figured you would have a meeting with Worthington and he could fill you in on my new role. Old assistant, new role. Eve, 26 years old, her eyes heavy with aubergine liner and naked ambition, sitting in Imogen's office. Imogen had communicated with Carter Worthington, the publisher, and her boss exactly 2 times during her 6-month hiatus from work. For the first time since she walked through the doors of Glossy that morning, she took a hard look around the floor and noticed small differences. Most of the lights were still dim, accentuating the buttery morning sun pouring in through the windows beyond the elevator bank, but the traditionally sparse-by-design floor felt more crowded. When she left, the floor had contained roomy cubicles with low partitions, each desk having enough space for a keyboard and a computer monitor. Now the partitions were gone, and a snug collection of tables formed a continuous row across the room, with laptops so close they kissed one another like dominoes preparing to topple. Her favourite photograph, Mario Testino's close-up of Kate Moss's face, was missing from the wall. In its place was a broad whiteboard drawn over with numbered lists and doodles in every colour of marker. Elsewhere on the soft grey walls were signs printed in cursive letters and matted in juvenile colours. Taking risks gives you energy. What would you do if you weren't afraid? What would Beyoncé do? Good, great, gorgeous, glossy.